reading from Brother Bob Waugh, and then Chris Hagemo is going to be our first song leader. So if you would, everybody, let's all bow our heads. And Brother Fudge is going to come lead us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we have to come out tonight and worship you and praise you and raise up your name. Lord, you are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the God above all other gods. And you are our Father, the greatest example of a Father that the world will ever know. Lord, please help us to look to you as our example always, as our Father, and as the leader of our family. Thank you for our families, Lord. Thank you for the children. Thank you for the kids that are here tonight, here to learn about your word and to sing praises to you and to worship you. Thank you for the moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and everyone that bring their kids out here and bring them to you and teach the kids about you, because that is the most important thing. Lord, be with us throughout the service. Please bless the efforts here. Please bless the efforts this week in the Vacation Bible School. Pray that everything that's done here is in accordance to your word, and it's going to be done to glorify you and your name and lift you up to one another. And please help us to just really join into the service tonight, and that everyone may be everyone here may be lifted up, and that we may lift up your name. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's too bad everyone can't come down here and look back this way. This is a great-looking first couple rows. This week, the children will learn about God's prophet Elijah, especially how God revealed himself to Elijah in a cave. God was not in the wind or the earthquake or the fire. He was a still, small voice. It's a challenge for Christians today to see God correctly. This scripture reading calls us to open our eyes and see God as our help, creator, and sustainer. It's Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From whence shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forward and forever.
The first song we'll sing tonight are The Days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine, darkness, and sore, still we are
Next song we'll sing is God is So Good. We'll sing all four verses.
God is so
King Josiah this week. King Josiah led great religious reforms among the Jews. During temple repairs, copies of the scriptures were discovered. Now the people could know God by reading his word. Our children get to learn about King Josiah and this exciting discovery during the week. This next scripture reading charges all families with teaching their children the word of God so that the children will know God. And I'll be reading from Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning in verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
Take your pick there.
The testimony of the Lord.
How many different words the Bible did you count in that song?
Yes, sir.
28. That's a lot. Yeah, right. How many words did you count? Yes, sir. Yeah, the words about for the Bible. Different words in the Bible. Six. Five. One. Yeah, there are lots. There's probably five or six trying to count in that. Yeah, five or six. So good job paying attention on that song. I think you all know this next song, right?
Oh, the B-I-B-L-E.
Yes, that's the book for me.
I stand alone on the word of God. B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E. I'll take it home with me. I'll read and study and then I'll pay. B-I-B-L-E.
Bible. Right, great. Great, two great songs about the Bible. You all do a wonderful job singing, by the way. Really wonderful job singing. Did anybody know there were five verses to Jesus Loves Me? I did not, so I scaled it down to three. The three I remember. So, we'll sing Jesus Loves Me. How many of you all know Jesus Loves Me? Yes, you guys all know Jesus Loves Me. All right, so sing out good and strong. I know you all know this one, even you tired ones. And there's a couple up here. There. They're doing their best. They're a little...
Jesus loves me, yes I know.
Pray together. Our good Father, we know that you love us, and we just want to spend the next few moments here reflecting upon that. Father, your wisdom is infinite. You've given all of us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And Father, help us as believers, your sons and daughters, to invest that wisely. This world can be very busy. It can be consuming, distracting. It can be broken. And Father, especially this week as we're focusing on the young people, help us to invest wisely. Give us the clarity to see your will and to your word in all of this. Thank you very much for your mercy. Yeah, as mentioned this morning, you've given it to us. We just have to embrace it and take it and hold it. Thank you very much, Father, for your vision, the plan of salvation, the plan of the continuance. You give us children's, aunts, uncles, grandparents, parents, the whole family unit, Father. You've given that to us, family. Thank you very much for the hope that you've given us, because we know that as the time goes by, our time is limited here on earth. And then we get to receive our reward after the end, our end here on earth. Father, open our hearts to see you more.
more and more every day so that our vision grows clear. Thank you very much for your son, Jesus. And it's through him we pray. Amen.
Good evening. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 127. And while you guys are turning there, I'm going to talk to you guys about King Jehoshaphat. We all need to trust God. This week, King Jehoshaphat's great trust in God will be held up as a good example in the Vacation Bible School. Jehoshaphat believed in God's word so strongly that he marched singers and musicians out to a battle instead of soldiers. Men's armies fail, but God never does. The scripture reading reminds families to trust God to build their house. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. For he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with the enemies in his gate.
The next song we'll sing is Shield About Me. It speaks to God's protection around us all the time.
Thou, O Lord, art God.
stand and we sing, "I'm in the Lord's army." It's another fun one to act out.
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly for the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir! I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir! I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir! I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly on the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir!
Are you guys missing? Actually, let's stand again. It says, "Soldiers of the Christ, arise." I forgot about that, right? Soldiers of Christ, arise.
Soldiers of Christ, arise.
Just a second, I'll be reading from Jonah chapter 1. Children, do you know the story of Jonah? Yes? Well, Jonah is a very well-known story, and a beloved Bible story of God's prophet who was swallowed by a great fish. How did he end up there? He refused to obey God. The scripture reading shows us the great lengths people may go to disobey God. Yet Jonah learned it is better to obey God, for salvation is of the Lord. All of the children this week will learn about Jonah. Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God, and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship, had lain down, and was fast asleep. So the captain said to him, and said to him, "What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call upon your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish." And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then they said to him, "Please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation? And where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you?" So he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made this sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "Why have you done this?" For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do with you that the same sea may be calm for us?" For the sea was growing more tempestuous. And he said to them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, "We pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights.
Jonah's big bust. This is a song I don't know how many of you know. We sang it here, but it's been a while since we've sung it here. Some of you only get the part of it. It's about what we're going to be when we're all full grown up as adults. What we're going to be if we're grown up. So let me sing this part of the song to you first, the little first line, just so you learn it, so your parents may remember it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to sing it. Let me sing that first part to you. All right, the first couple lines goes like this. Whatever I will be when I grow up, I'll be a Christian first when I grow up. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Good. And then we'll sing the next couple lines. If I should be, I'm going to point to some of you and tell you what you might want to be when you grow up. What are you going to do when you're an adult? You're going to do all kinds of different things, right? So tell me what that is, and we'll sing about that. And we'll do that for a few of you. We can't get all of you, because it's been here a long time. But we'll get a few of you, and we'll see what kind of things you might want to be. But at the end of the day, whatever you are, if we all have different things, what do we want to be first? To be Christians first, right? Who obey God. Let's sing it together, right? You'll catch on really fast. Whatever I will be when I grow up, I'll be a Christian first when I grow up. If I should be a baseball player when I grow up, I'll be a Christian baseball player when I grow up. Thank you. I'll come back to you.
A sower.
When I grow up, I'll be a Christian sower. When I grow up,
whatever I believe in, I grow up. I'll be a Christian first when I grow up.
Isn't that a great song? Yeah, whatever. And you're just going to be all kinds of things. I don't know what you're going to be. Horse or whatever. But you're going to be a Christian first, right, because we want to obey God like Jonah learned to do. All right, this next song is very simple. It's very straightforward. You want to trust and then obey God, because that's what servants of God do. So we're going to sing three verses of trust and obey.
When we walk with us,
one more song together, then we're going to do something else afterwards. You know the wise men? You know all of that song, right? The wise men built this house upon the rock. All right, got the builders ready?
The wise man built his house upon the rock.
Let's pray, and we're going to pray about families this time. I'm asking God for help with our families. So let's all bow. The great Father in heaven, you are truly the giver of all good gifts.
Please help our families to love the gifts that you have given us so freely. Help us to love the Bible, to love having access to you, to be able to speak with you, and to know that you hear us and listen to us and care about us deeply. Help our fathers and our mothers to seek you when making decisions for their families. Help us to consider the truth that can only come from you when we decide the paths that our families will walk. We praise you. We thank you. We are overjoyed with you for providing us so much instruction for the family. So many different aspects, and it all matters, and it's important to us, and we can find help in the Bible. You are truly the wise architect that spoke the world into existence, and you are also the wise architect that breathed life into the Bible. You designed it to be applicable, to be useful in every aspect of our life. Help fathers and mothers to go to the same verses over and over again, to see how it can apply to them at that time. Help us to seek this instruction in every aspect of our life. There are so many things that tug at us, that pull on us, that need our time. But help us to consider what is important: our marriages, our parenting, even other things in life that we have to deal with, such as our finances. But truly help us to seek how best to serve you as a family in the way that you want. You've given us everything that we need. We don't have to search anywhere else. But help us to go to the Bible over and over and over again to see the love that you've shown us, the great example in yourself, and the great example in your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray this now in his name. Amen.
It's been so good singing these songs together this evening, looking at the scriptures, praying for our homes. I want to share one more scripture with you very quickly. It's from the Psalms, Psalm 62 in verse number 5, which teaches us that God is truly our rock and our refuge. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. This week, as we go through our studies in the Vacation Bible School, we're looking at different real people in different times in God's Word who had to learn that God is the rock and God is the refuge. By coming to that realization, they could see God clearly and know him better. They could trust God more and obey him faithfully. Coming to God as a rock and a refuge is like, it's like finding an island in the middle of storms. And that's why it's starting to look a little tropical around the buildings here, because the kids have come to an island in the middle of the storms. The rock, the salvation. God is our rock. God is our salvation. The truth is that there's a lot of storms in life and a lot of shifting sand. I hope none of the children here really know about that just yet. But one day they will. And when they do, I hope they remember that there is only salvation in God, the true rock and the true refuge to cling to and to build life upon. And we're teaching the Word of God this week to young hearts. Well, actually, to people of all ages, to impress upon us that truth. Brother Frederick presented it beautifully this morning about how salvation is presented as a gift from God. Will you receive it? Will you claim it? Will you confess your faith that Jesus is the Son of God and be immersed in water, baptized for the forgiveness of your sins? We're going to sing another song right now. Call it an invitation song. It is an opportunity for anyone in the room to come to the Lord as the rock, as the refuge, as the only salvation, and put Jesus Christ on in baptism. Or perhaps someone else in the room who's been tossed by life storms, who's fouling in shifting sand, to be restored to the Lord now. If we can help you with any spiritual need, we ask you to come forward and make it known. Together we stand and sing. Won't you please come?
courts are rocking.
Just real quick, brothers and sisters, I want to thank all of you for being out tonight. I want to thank all of you for who came down front and sang out, made the singing so uplifting and encouraging. Thank all the brothers who served us tonight and led in this praise and prayer service. I hope it was glorifying to God first and foremost, but encouraging to each of us. I want to remind you, and particularly you here close by. Yes, I'm looking at you. You, till you look at me. You. What time do we start tomorrow morning? 9. We want to be here a little bit before 9. We want to wear our name tags tomorrow morning so we get our stickers for being here again tomorrow morning. So come back, bring those stickers out, sing out tomorrow morning just like you did tonight. Another reminder.